Good morning, Marty Phelan. How are you?
I'm awfully well. You're not related to Eilish Collins and Drogheda, are you?
Oh, I don't believe so, am I?
It's her birthday today. If, as the fella said, if you had the piano, you could get to her and play for her, which would be lovely.
Happy birthday to her, the Collins.
Indeed, another Collins. Look at, where are you currently? Are you at home or where are you finding yourself?
I am. I have a little place down in County Kilkenny, quite near New Ross. I'm lucky to have it. It's a lovely spot, and there's things, lots to do in the garden and stuff.
That's wonderful. And the weather's so good.
The weather has been amazing. Yeah, so we're trying to count our blessings in this time of great change.
Huge change. I'm thinking of you as a musician who travels the world with a great reputation and all the rest of it. But this must have cost you so many appearances in so many locations outside of Ireland, let alone here at home.
Absolutely. I mean, the diary has just been totally, cancelled for the foreseeable future, really. And there's no certainty as to when things will resume. I was supposed to be in France last weekend. I was supposed to be in Switzerland a few weeks ago.
Yes.
And this week we were meant to have the wonderful Cellissimo Cello Festival as part of Galway 2020, which music for Galway, of which I'm artistic director, has programmed. We've been working on it for 3 years. It was due to kick off this coming weekend now. So, it's disappointing on so many levels and frustrating.
It is disappointing, but in terms of yourself, how are you coping, Fionnuala? How are you have you company, or are you all on your own?
No, I'm all by myself.
And so, how are you finding that? I mean, you can, as the fellow said, you can play the piano to your heart's content, but you need to find things to do as well and to keep the head together.
Oh, it's difficult. I mean, I'm not going to say it's easy, because it's just such a complete change of lifestyle. I mean, I'm used to, as you say, travelling and seeing people. And, I'm very social. I'm always with people and performing with people and out for dinner with people. And then, I love my own space too. So, I mean, look, it's just the change. I think, my daily life has changed so dramatically that it's just taking a while to get used to it. And as I say, I think if we knew that this was all going to revert straight back to normal in X number of weeks, we could work in our minds down to that. But as the weeks go on, it seems to get, if anything, more uncertain, live major live concerts can actually take place in the way that they used to. So it's difficult. Now, luckily I keep myself busy by the time you've done your, you have the practice on the piano, and then you have a bit of work in the garden, you go for a walk, you cook your dinner, and you watch the operas on the Met, and you read your books, and there's plenty to do.
Yes.
But it's not what you want to be doing.
It's like anything, you're filling in time as opposed to...
You're filling in time,
And I'm just thinking, France, UK, Switzerland, and then, of course, the very important event that was due to happen in Russia.
Yes, I was meant to go to Russia twice, actually, in May and in June. And in May, I was supposed to make my debut at in the Great Hall of the Moscow Conservatory with the Russian National Orchestra playing Beethoven. I'm not going to sit here complaining that people are worse off than me.
Of course.
But it is very disappointing. And we just have to hope that things can be rescheduled, that things can be put off into next year and beyond.
The hope that you can reschedule. That's the important thing. And I'm particularly thinking of that concert in Russia, which would have been very significant. Yeah. Let's not fool ourselves.
Very significant. Huge.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Listen, stay with me. I've found a mazurka. Can I share it with them?
Oh, that would be lovely.
Right. That's doable, so...
Thank you.
Berserker number two, that's Frédéric Chopin. Fionnuala Collins, who's joining us from Kilkenny, from his stately home in Kilkenny.
Well, I wouldn't get too excited there, Marty.
your stately pile. Listen, a couple of things before I let you go. One of the things I want to mention is the new Ross Piano Festival. You wanted to give that a mention this morning, I know. Tell us about what your thoughts are on that at the moment, because there is still a deadline to think about.
Well, the Piano Festival down here is supposed to be the end of September. It's a bit early to say yet what the world will look like at the end of September. At the moment, we're hopeful that things can take place.
Yes.
And in the meantime, we've set up a little competition for young composers to keep them busy at home. People between the ages of 15 and 21 can write a short piece of 3 minutes for the piano, and they can send it in before the 15th of May to the New Ross Piano Festival. It's all on the website. And we'll select two pieces, one for each age category, and have them played at the festival. So it's just it was an idea I had inspired by John Boyne's short story competition, you know, when this all started last month and people cooped up at home with the teenagers not knowing what to do with themselves. So I just thought, if there are budding composers out there, why don't they write a solo piano piece? So that's something that we just put up there for people to think about.
Yeah, it's a very fine idea, and that's newrosspianofestival.com. If anybody wants to get in touch, it'll get you.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing is, the exciting thing is, that you're playing tonight, this very evening.
I am giving a performance. It's a really exciting day in my calendar, Marty. I speak to you in the morning, and then I give a performance in the evening. I mean, you know, the rest of the week pales in
of course it does. And listen, what time are you on, firstly?
This is 7 o'clock this evening on Facebook, and this is part of the Royal Irish Academy of Music in Dublin initiative of Live from the Living Room, where various people connected with the Academy, and of course I studied there for many, many, many years, give a performance live, so it's Facebook Live, and I'm going to play a sonata by Beethoven right here on my piano, and we hope that the technology and broadband and the laptop and everything will all play ball and it'll work, because it's just no more than yourself in the studio there. It's just me here.
Have you done the test on it already with the broadband and everything to see if it all works?
Well, I've done a little test. And as much as you can test anything that's supposed to be live, you know, press the live button until you're live. And I don't have lovely Sinead producing like you do, but we do our best, you know.
Well, that's going to be a joke. How long will you be playing for?
About 15 minutes.
About 15 minutes.
There's so much live content now being put out there that, you know, A, we have to keep it short, but B, we have to make sure that people don't get too complacent about it, because when things do go back to something we're approaching normality, we want people to actually want to go out there and go to concerts and pay for it again.
But do you not think
we don't want to give away too much free content.
Of course. But do you not think, Fionnuala, that people will be itching to get to events and to dinners and everything?
They will. Absolutely. I do, as long as they're confident, you know, that they're not just so used to being holed up in their homes at them. Thinking particularly of older people at this time who are cocooning and who are, you know...
Yes.
They make up a large part of classical music, or not all, of course, but they make up a significant percentage of
our
audience.
That's true.
And we need to make sure that when things do start again, that they will have the competence and capacity to go out and to go to live concerts.
And to get back again. Well, please
come back again.
And you'll be there for them.
Absolutely. I'm sitting here like a hen on a hot griddle waiting to get back to action and willing on those vaccine makers to get on with it.
Please God. Yeah. I believe there are some tests being done. It's today or tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, apparently. I don't know where. I'm not suggesting it's here, but there are some tests being done.
They're working on it.
They are, of course.
I also want to say that Lyric have been fantastic over the while and continue to be so. I mean, they really are a lifeline. I wanted to pay tribute without sounding maudlin, but really it's to you and all the presenters and producers. You've just kept it all going brilliantly over the last difficult while.
I think if one thinks about it, you need the information, you need the news, you need all of that, but you also still need a level of entertainment or escapism. I hope that we can do that for people and take their minds off it a bit. You know?
You do, and I think listening to music, I've listened to a lot of music and a lot of lyric over the last weeks.
Yes.
And I find it extremely calming and reassuring and uplifting as well, you know, depending on what it is.
Well, thank you for your kind words. You're a gentleman.
I mean,
Well, listen, hopefully you'll be able to come in and sit with us in the not-too-distant future, which would be lovely. So there's an open invitation. Listen, tonight it's Facebook Live. It's at 7 o'clock, live from the mansion in Kilkenny, Fionnuala Collins, and a bit of Beth Helfand. Keep the faith, my friend, and keep safe. God bless you.
You too, Marty. Thanks
Take
so much.
Take care, my friend.
Thank
God bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Fionnuala Collins playing some Beethoven. Give you a flavour, a taste of what you can expect tonight at 7 o'clock. Facebook Live, live music from Kilkenny with the lovely Fionnuala Collins. Now, our winner this morning, musically speaking, is Kevin Fitzgerald. Well done from Arklow, County Wicklow. And yes, the Elephant Man. That's what I was, the Elephant Man. Kevin Fitzgerald from St. Mary's Road in Arklow. And thank you all this morning. You're good for getting in touch in such numbers. And we enjoyed your company. Hope you got something out of ours. And you had a good time. By the way, Siobhan Smith tells me about that concert we were at, the Glen Campbell. He apparently gave a superb performance at Seamshire. Cushley, fantastic memory of him in his kilt, an amazing sunset after a blazing day of sun, and him belting out Amazing Grace in his bagpipes. He was a great fella. And also remember the Furies at that concert and playing Sweet 16, isn't that gas? Anyway, happy days, and living was easy, so Siobhan. Keep the faith, mind each other, stay safe, and we shall talk to you, please God, on the morrow. Leaving you with, I think,